This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Razazi. We're coming you to the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we are with episode number 49. And it's session number 18, talking about Musa alayhi salam. And today we will be with Musa and Al-Khidr, inshallah. So, episode 49 and session number 18, just talking about Musa. It's 18 lessons so far, talking about Musa alayhi salam. So, please allow me to give a minute or two for more people to join so that we could start and resume our series, inshallah ta'ala. Welcome the brothers and sisters, those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook. Jazakum Allah khair for joining. It's been a long week. So inshallah ta'ala we've been doing these series now for the past alhamdulillah several months. We've done quite a few series. We've done The End of Time, we've done Homemade Happiness, and then we've done we started the stories of the prophets. And today, as I mentioned, today is episode number 49 and it's session number 18, talking about Musa. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be talking about Musa and Al-Khidr. Today's session will be quite interesting. A lot of lessons, very, very worldly lessons that we alhamdulillah can all relate to. A lot of lessons that we can all relate to. 6 months now. Oh, mashallah, Sita Yasmin. Now what you need to go back and check them out, all the other lessons, so that you can be up to speed with everybody else. Because every session there's something, you know, at least one or two things that you could learn from. You know, every session, every lesson, definitely there's a lot of things that we can all relate to. So please do go back, and if you have missed any sessions, they are all on recorded on Facebook, on Instagram, and on YouTube as well. Anyway, so my brothers and sisters, last week we after Musa alayhi salam, got the Torah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, started teaching the Torah to Bani Israel, and he sort of divided them into different groups, like 12 groups, and each group was led by Sabat, like each group was led by a chief or a leader, right? So one day as Musa alayhi salam, was giving us a talk with Banu Israel, you know, teaching them the Torah. And then one of Banu Israel, one person asked him a question. He says, "Oh Musa, who is the most knowledgeable man on earth? Oh Musa, who is the most knowledgeable man on earth?" And then Musa alayhi salam said, "I." He said, "I." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach him a lesson. And Allah Azza wa Jalla wanted to teach him a lesson that he is not actually the most knowledgeable man on earth. In fact, he attributed ilm to himself, whereas he should have attributed it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah is Al-Alam Al-Alim. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Alam Al-Alim subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's the supreme knower subhanahu wa ta'ala. The knower of everything subhanahu. Right, so Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, sent Jibreel gave it to Musa. "Oh Musa, there is a man actually who is more knowledgeable than you. There is a person who knows more than you. And he made it so hard for him. Did not describe this person, you know, or his name or whatnot. You know, he just says, go to the junction of the two seas. Go to the junction of the two seas, and in there you will meet a man, and that man, he is the most knowledgeable man on earth. On earth. He has more knowledge than you. So Musa now wants to seek knowledge. Like I said earlier, sisters and brothers, this session is really, really interesting because we can derive lots of lessons from it. You know, especially for those who seek knowledge, number one. Number two, especially to those who are going through difficulties, hardships, and sometimes they wonder. Sometimes they wonder, you know, as to why certain things are happening to them. You know, it'll make more sense once we go to the story of Al-Khidr and Musa. Sometimes you are going through something, you know, and you have good intention, very good intention. And then, you know, a little problem happens on the way. You stumble, you fall, and then you wonder why that thing happened at that time. I was going to a very important meeting and then something happened, you know, and I had a very good intention. Why that marriage didn't happen? Why that divorce happened? Why, subhanAllah, that baby died? Why that man died? Why that woman died? Why that person had an accident? Why? Oftentimes, there are certain things, you know, sometimes where we wonder as to why things are happening to us, right? So here, we will learn about, you know, some of the hikmah, some of the wisdom as to why. Or maybe we don't necessarily need to know the why, right? Sometimes we don't really need to know the why, because if it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is, you know, is the best of planners, subhanahu. Everybody plans, but Allah is the best of planners, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as human beings, we have that weakness. And as human beings, we wonder. As human beings, we ask questions. As human beings, we ask questions. And though some of the questions are like, why? I invested so much on this relationship. Why did it have to fall like that? Why did it have to collapse like that? Why did it have to end like this? Right? Or I sought so much and I sacrificed so much, but I did not get what I think I deserve. Why? 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 We could learn that, inshallah ta'ala, today from the story of Musa alayhi salam. It's a very strange man, strange story. Go someplace. What is that place? The junction of the two seas. What two seas? What two seas? Where? Why can't you just tell me? Oh, why doesn't he come to me? I'm a prophet. I'm a prophet. I need to learn a little more. Why doesn't that man come to me? No, you're a knowledge, or you're a knowledge seeker. So you will abide by the etiquettes of a knowledge seeker. It is the student who goes to the teacher. Allah, Allah, Allah. Allah, Allah, Allah. It is the student who goes to the teacher. Although today we have so many teachers going to the students and begging them to come and learn. Yes, a lot of shuyukh and teachers, they're begging the students. Whereas it is the student who goes and begs the teacher. Mm-hmm. So Musa alayhi salam was kind of like, you know, taught a little bit by Jibreel alayhi salam, teaching him that, you know, no, in fact, you shouldn't have attributed knowledge to yourself. There's a man who's more knowledgeable than you. Right? There is a man more knowledgeable than you. And you know, when I go and meet him, so go to the junction of the two seas. What two seas? We'll talk about it as well, inshallah ta'ala. Majma' al-Bahrain. Majma' al-Bahrain, the junction of the two seas. And these two seas, by the way, either it will be in the junction between the Red Sea and Sinai, the Jordan Sea and the Red Sea. There's a junction in there, either there where the salty water meet the sweet water. They call it a junction of the two seas between the salty water and the sweet water. There's a partition, there's a junction. So either between the Jordan Sea and the Red Sea, or it could also be the where the White Nile meet the Blue Nile. Where is that in Sudan? Where the White Nile meets the Blue Nile in Sudan. But Musa was closer to the Dead Sea. Was closer to the Dead Sea. So was most likely near the Red Sea. Allahu A'lam. We don't know. But he just told him it is in the junction of the two seas. So Musa had to walk miles and miles and miles and miles to meet that man. To learn something from him. To learn something from him. And this is the... This is the case of the knowledge seekers, right? To seek knowledge, you need to exercise a lot of efforts. You need to exercise, yes, although now a lot of things are easy to have access to online, on the internet. But even online and the internet, you've got to watch out what you're reading, what you're looking at, what you're listening to. I'm good, by the way. I'm all right. You can listen to me all you want. I will, inshallah, never deviate you. Because everything I say is based on what Allah says in the Quran and what Prophet Muhammad says in the Hadith. Hadith Sahih. That's it. Right? So you're fine. But even online, you got to be careful. And be skeptic as well. Yes. If something does not make sense to you, ask. But ask in a very, modest, respectful way. This is also one of the fruits of seeking knowledge, one of the etiquettes of seeking knowledge. How to ask questions in a proper manner. Now, you want to learn knowledge? How to ask a question in a proper manner. Not like, yo sheikh, yo teacher, yo what? Yo what, man? Yo what? yo what? That's not a nice way to ask a question. Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, when Jibril came to ask him a question, Jibril sat down, his thighs against the thighs, or his knees against the knees of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He put his knees against the knees of the Prophet Muhammad, and then he put his hands on the thighs of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi wasallam and asked him, questions. Oh Prophet Muhammad, what's Islam? What's Iman? What's Ihsan? And then he was looking at him and he was asking the question. And then he wasn't arguing. He was saying, yes, correct. You're right. You're right. All right. So Musa alayhi salam, he had to undertake a journey, a long journey. A long journey. And then on the way, because it's a long journey, he told his maid who went with him, like his servant who went with him, he says, take a fish with us, a fish, and then once we get hungry, we'll have it for as a meal. But, let's roast it or something, cook that fish and then take it with us into our journey. Once we get hungry, we'll stop and then we have it as a meal. We'll have it as a meal, but take a fish with you. And then, why a fish? Like I said, the whole story is filled with a lot of secrets. Filled with secrets. Filled with awe. Amazing story. Take fish. Why not chicken? Why not just bread? Why not some beef? Why not some lamb? Why take fish? Take fish. And cook it and then put it in your basket and let's go. In our journey, we're gonna get tired, hungry, then we will stop and have it as a meal. What's the name of this man, O Musa? I don't know. It's a man who's going to be between the two junctions, the junction of the two seas. He'll be there. So he took his man with him, and that man is according to the scholars. It would be Yusha ibn Nun. Yusha ibn Nun, my brothers and sisters, he is the one who, in fact, after the death of Musa, he will become a prophet, this boy. This boy will become a prophet eventually. His name is Yusha ibn Nun. He will eventually become a prophet. And he is, subhanAllah, the man who will take Banu Israel and enter Quds. Allahu Akbar. Yes. So Musa is training him. Ajib. He is training him for ilm. Come, let's undertake this journey together. Right? And carry the bag for me. Allahu Akbar. What? Carry the bag of your teacher. So Musa now is the teacher. And who is the student? The student is Yusha, the boy. Going with Musa and carrying the bag. Huh? Yes. Carry the bag of your teacher. There was, subhanAllah, like Imam Ahmed ibn Hanbal or Imam Malik. They all, these imams, they used to have someone who would, in fact, if you want to talk to the imam, you have to go through the student. He had somebody who's very close to him, who would be like the guy who's taking care of his time, or the guy who's taking care of his appointments or whatnot, right? So there was this man who is the shoe holder of the sheikh. The shoe holder of the sheikh. But look, subhanAllah. Anybody who wants to talk to that imam, he will have to go through the shoe holder. He had to go to the... Look, it's, you may say it's a disgraced, you know, kind of like position or a job just to be the shoe holder of the imam. But Allah elevated him because of knowledge. He is just holding the shoes of the imam. When the imam comes, he gives him his shoes. But nobody can talk to the imam. They have to go through the shoe holder. And the shoe holder, he's the one who makes appointments. So if somebody wants to talk to the imam, please, imam, I need to talk to the hada. They have to go to the shoe holder. من تواضع لله رفعه, as the Prophet Muhammad says. من تواضع لله رفعه. Whoever humbles himself down before Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate them. Allah will elevate them. So he was the shoe holder. But, you know, Allah elevated him. Here, Yusha ibn Nun, and they took the journey with Musa, and the first journey was, let's learn together. We're going to learn, right? Because eventually, that man, he will take Ben Israel to Quds. So, he carried the meal, he carried the bag, under which was, inside which was the fish, you know, the meal, and they departed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَانْطَلَقَا انطلاق. Oh, who speaks Arabic? And those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, Lilo Kilo maybe speaks Arabic. Who speaks Arabic here? You know, فانطلق انطلاق. What does انطلاق mean, you know, in Arabic? In English it says, and they departed. They departed. But intilaq is like, you know, somebody's about to undertake a race. Zahra. Intilaq. Like when you have a race, you know, he says, and then you have a guy who shoots that gun, right? You know, he once he shoots that gun, and then the runners, they launch, they just like run. So what happens here is intilaq, before the intilaq of the race. انطلاق. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept saying, فَانْطَلَقَ فَانْطَلَقَ فَانْطَلَقَ, as if they're about to start a race. And likewise in knowledge, it requires انطلاق. It requires, like, you're there physically, spiritually, you know, emotionally, انطلاق, to walk hundreds of miles on foot, maybe hundreds of kilometers on foot, just so that they can meet their teacher. And who's the teacher? It's a secret. It's a man who is going to be in between, you know, the junction of the two seas. And the beginning of the story, first and foremost, brothers and sisters, teaches us three things. Are you guys taking notes? Sisters and brothers, are you taking notes? Those of you on Instagram and those of you on Facebook, are you guys taking notes? Because just the beginning of the story teaches us three things. Number one, it teaches us persistence. It teaches us persistence. Good, Yashmin. Very good. Persistence. If you want knowledge, you want to be persistent in seeking knowledge. It's not easy. It's not easy. So you need to be persistent and you have to have lots of patience. Lots of patience. But you see, you know, knowledge requires a lot of patience and persistence. You need to wake up early. You're going to go to your teacher, go to and attend the lecture, and then take notes, and then come back, and then review your notes. Number two, you need to humble yourself down, definitely, especially towards your teacher. Another fruit or another adab, another etiquette of seeking knowledge. Tawadu. You need to be humble and you have to have adab. Adab, a good character, good moral character, good etiquette in seeking knowledge, especially with your teacher, especially with your, you know, the one who's teaching you. And number three, brothers and sisters, and this is the most important element in seeking knowledge. Who knows it? Who can tell me? From Instagram and from Facebook, who can tell me the third element? This is the most important element in seeking knowledge. Number three, who can tell me what that is? Yalla, quick, quick, who can tell me what that is? I say three things. You need to have persistence in seeking knowledge and patience. Number two, you need to be humble and have adab. Number three, which is the most important element, using it, yes, of course, but patience, we said that patience, Sister Fatima. I said patience. I already said patience with persistence. They go together. But you need a third element, which is the most critical element. The most critical element. Anybody from Facebook? Effort? Yes, you need to make efforts. That's persistence, Sister Lula Robe. Lula Robe, you need to have, you know, effort, making effort. That means, you know, persistence. Na'am. Teaching it, yes, at some point. Taqwa, yes. It is all good. Baltajizano, it is all good. Attention, yeah, it is all good. But there is that critical element. None of you have said it yet. That very important element in seeking knowledge, number three. Without it, everything goes down the drain. Respect, we said that, respect. Passing knowledge, we said that, but, you know, it's part of, you know, it's without this third element, everything goes down the drain. Sisters and brothers, you need sincerity. You need sincerity. You need sincerity. Write it down. Sincerity. You need to be sincere. Shabnan Kulsum, you need sincerity. Lula Robe, you need sincerity. Shazia, you need sincerity. Sahira Yasmin, you need sincerity. Right? Write it down. Ikhlas. Ikhlas. If you look at the books of hadith, like the book of Arba'in Nawiyah, for instance, the book of the 40 hadiths, or the book of Bukhari, or any book of hadith, the very first hadith that they start with is إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Go back and check. The 40 hadith, for instance. Everybody starts with, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. See, you know, the actions are based on intentions. Actions are based on intentions. So one has to have a very pure intention before undertaking this journey. Why do you want to become alim? Why do you want to become hafid? Remember in the end of time, that series which we have done, you know, during corona time. And it's still corona time. But the very first time when we started that series, and I said the very first three people who will be thrown in hellfire. Remember that? The very first three people who will be thrown in hellfire, in fact, they're Muslims, and one of them is somebody who sought knowledge and became hafid or became alim, but he did not do it off of pure sincerity. You know, he did it out of fame. He will be the first one to be thrown in hellfire. So that's why I said this is the most critical element in seeking knowledge, sincerity. So go to Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 60. Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 60, chapter Al-Kahf, Cave, verse number 60. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ لَا أَبْرَحُ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ أَوْ أَمْضِيَ حُقُوبًا. And then Musa, he told his fatah. Fatah in Arabic means young man, young boy. You know, he's talking about Yusha. Yusha ibn Nun. La abrah, I shall not rest. Allahu Akbar. Persistence. He told him, I shall not rest. Oh my boy, I shall not rest. Hatta ablugha majbah al-bahrain, until I reach the junction of the two seas. Ameen. Until I get into the junction of the two seas. Ya'ani, I'm focused. I'm going straight. I want to learn knowledge. I'm going to meet this man who will teach me knowledge. So I will not have rest. La abrahu. La hatta ablugha majbah al-bahrain aw amdi huquba. Ya'ani, I will walk and walk and walk. Even if I have to walk all my life, I will walk all my life until I meet this man. That's called persistence. That is called persistence. My brothers and sisters, even the angels, they make dua for those who seek knowledge. You know, those of you who are here right now, those of you on Facebook and those of you on Instagram, do you know that the angels are making dua for you right now? Did you guys know that? Shahnaz Kabir, Yashmin, Lilo Kilo, Hussein. Do you know that the angels are making dua for you right now? Because the Prophet says that the angels are making dua for the seeker of knowledge. Even the fish in the sea. Allahu Akbar. Even the fish in the sea, they make dua for those who seek knowledge. Oh, Sahira, it's not you hope so. It is definitely so, inshallah. It is definitely so because the Prophet said so, that the angels are making dua for those who seek knowledge, and you people are here. For what? Are you here just to watch how amazing I am? Are you just watching how amazing I am? No, you're not here to watch how amazing. You're here to seek knowledge. So because you're here to seek knowledge, angels are making dua for you right now. Huh, Karima? Exactly. I mean, that's not from me. It's what hadith was what the Prophet Muhammad said. And he said also that even the sea, even the fish in the sea are making dua. Even the fish in the sea are making dua for those who seek knowledge. So, I want to learn. Imam Ahmad rahmatullah alayhi used to say, min al mahbara ila al maqbara. Imam Ahmad, you know, from Imam Ahmad the Hanbali madhab, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, from the Hanbali madhab. He used to have this mahba, you know, the pen, and he was always writing. They jailed him. They lashed him. You know, he was beaten so many times, rahmatullah alayh. And they jailed him. They threw him in jail. All he needed was, I want, you know, the ink that the time they used to use. You know, it's not a pen. You know, it's like this stick that they used to dip in the ink and they used to write with it. Right, so he said that's called al-mahbara, you know, hibr in Arabic is ink. So he says, with the mahbara, with my mahbara, to my maqbara. Maqbara means the grave, qabr, right? You all speak, you know, even in Urdu or Arabic, you say qabr, right? So he says, with my mahbara, with my ink, to my maqbara, to my qabr, to my grave. I was writing. And I hope that's why I keep asking, are you people taking notes? Sister Yashmin, she's taking notes. And Sister Karima, Sister Fatima, she's taking notes. Nawal used to take notes. I don't know if she still does, but I know Nawal, she used to take notes. Anyways, a boy, you know, in fact, let me just share this story with you. A boy came to a sheikh who wanted to learn in from him. He wanted to learn some knowledge from in from him. Like a lot of youth now, they're so sometimes passionate. I just want to learn, and they want to read books and whatnot to become alim. They want to become alim in no time, right? So the sheikh told him, "Okay, come with me." So he took him to the ocean, and then he took his head, and then he put him down inside the water. He put his head inside the water. The boy came to the sheikh. I want to learn from you. I want you to teach me. right? So he took him into the ocean with him. And then once they reached the ocean, like the sea, then he put his head inside the water. And the boy just started moving because he can't breathe. Started moving until he was about to die. Because he was dying. Khalas, he's dying. And then he let him go. And then he was so angry at the sheikh, at the teacher. He was so angry at him. You almost killed me. I just came to you. I wanted to learn ilm and you wanted to kill me. The sheikh asked him, what did you really want when you were inside the water? What was the most important thing that you really, really wanted at the time? He says, I wanted air. I wanted air. I wanted to breathe air. I just wanted to breathe. He says, go back. Go back. Once your love for knowledge becomes like your love for air, then come to me and I shall teach you knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Go back. And once your love for ilm, for knowledge, becomes like your love for air, then come back to me. I shall teach you knowledge. I shall teach you ilm. Don't just go to learn knowledge just because, again, this is sincerity. Why do you want to learn? Do you want to learn to be called alim? Or do you want to learn indeed to save yourself and to save your family and to save people around you? Do you want to earn a title? Qari, Sheikh, Alim, you just want to earn a title or you want to do it so that you can be saved in the Day of Judgment. So Musa told the boy, I shall not rest. I could be walking and walking, I shall not rest until I get to my appointed place so I can meet that man so he can, I can learn from him. لا أبرح لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ صَرَبًا فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. When they reached the junction of the two seas, look at this amazing thing that just happened now. They walked and walked and walked and walked, and in fact they reached that appointed place that they wanted to go to. They reached the junction of the two seas. They sat down to rest, and then they resumed their journey. And subhanAllah, the boy forgot the fish, forgot the bag in the place where they were sitting. He forgot the fish in there. And then they resumed. And when they passed further on, Musa said to his servant, bring us our meal. We got hungry. Bring us our meal. Truly we have suffered much fatigue in our journey. So the two things happened here. They were walking and walking and walking. And of course they sat down just to rest. And then they stood up and then carried on. But before they carried on, subhanAllah, the boy forgot the fish. And that it happened between the junction of the two seas. And then they went on again. Look, subhanAllah, Allah made it even harder. You reached your place and then kept on going. And then now you have to go back again. Subhanallah. Like I said, this story is filled with mysteries. A lot of mysteries. So they went back again. And then Musa, once he told his servant, why don't you, give us our meal? Certainly we have suffered much fatigue in our journey. And then the boy said, قَالَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ أَرَأَيْتَ إِذْ أَوَيْنَا إِلَى الصَّخْرَةِ فَإِنِّي نَسِيتُ الْحُوتَ وَمَا أَنْسَانِيهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ وَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ عَجَبًا قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغُ فَارْتَدَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. The boy told Musa, he said, do you remember when we betook ourselves to that rock? Because when they, they were traveling, and then when they stopped to rest, They sat down on a rock. They sat down on a rock. And then when they resumed their journey, the boy forgot the fish right by the rock. So now Musa told him, after some time again, you know, he says, go back. Go back. And, you know, I want to, you know, we have undertaken, you know, so much fatigue. So give us, and suffered so much fatigue. Give us the food. The boy said, do you remember when we, you know, betook on ourselves to that rock when we went, you know, and then we sat down on that rock? Indeed, that's when I forgot the fish. But then he says, وَمَا أَنْسَانِهُ إِلَّا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْ أَذْكُرَهُ. Indeed, I forgot the fish. But he said, and it was only the shaitan who made me forget it. It was the shaitan who made me forget, you know, the fish. And then he says, and then they took back their course. You know, where when they came back, subhanAllah, they traveled, I don't know for how long again. They traveled and traveled and traveled. And now they have to go back and follow the footsteps as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. They went back exactly where they came back and where they came from. Back and forth. As I said, Musa said, I will not rest until I find the man. So that's persistence. Musa did not get angry at his servant. Musa did not get angry at his servant. Didn't say, why did you forget the, you know, the fish? Why weren't you, you know, weren't you careful? Why are you so careless? Why are you not paying attention? You know, we're so hungry. We're so tired. On top of that, you know, you forget about the fish. You forget about our meal. You forget our lunch. You know, he did not get angry at him. He knew, okay, that was the sign. That is the sign. So we need to go back exactly where we came from, because that's where I'm supposed to meet that man. That's where I'm supposed to meet that man. And then they drew, you know, they walked back. And then they walked back. And when he went back, brothers and sisters, he saw a man sleeping, covering himself with, as they said, abaya. You know, the sisters, they wear abaya. And the brothers, they wear abaya, like a silham. In Morocco, we call it silham. Right? You know, nawal, karima, you know, silham. I don't know, you speak Arabic, I hope. You know, silham is that, you know, even in the Egyptians, they use it. In Syria, they use it. India and Pakistan and Bangladesh. It's a different sort of type of garment. But it's something that, you know, it's like abaya. Like a lot of Saudi shuyukh, they wear them. You know, a lot of Saudi shuyukh, they wear the tobe, and on top of that tobe, they wear something, you know, either black or white or creamy. You know, so that's type of silham. You know, so that's like a aba'a kind of thing, right? You know, so he saw a man sleeping and covering himself with a green aba'a or abaya. Green. And this is why some said he is called Al-Khidr. Al-Khidr comes from green. Maybe the green aba'a in Arabic, green means akhdar. In Arabic, green means akhdar. So maybe this man, because he was covered with a green aba'a, his name is Al-Khidr. Allahu a'lam. Allahu a'lam. You know, so it's it is an overcoat. Maybe you want to call it overcoat. You can call it overcoat. But overcoat. But it's green. So is it because he was covered with aba'a? That's why his name is Al-Khidr. Allahu a'lam. But it is one saying. It is one saying. Or it is also, it's been said that this man, wherever he goes and travels, if there is a land which is, let's say, deserted, that land turns green. Allahu Akbar. Maybe this is why he's called Al-Khidr. Allahu Akbar. Allahu A'lam. You know, there's been many, many, you know, statements or many opinions with regard to this man, his name Al-Khidr. Why is it called Al-Khidr? Because it was also reported that this man, he has so much barakah, so much blessings. If he was to walk on any land and that land is, let's say, kind of like dead, that land will turn into green. So his name is Al-Khidr. But at any rate, Musa said, well, that is the sign. That's what we've been looking for. That's exactly the sign I was given. That's the sign what I've been given for. So let's go back and follow and retrace our footsteps. So they went back retracing their footsteps. So the man there, you know, was sitting and sleeping. And Musa alayhi salam did something nice. His teacher is sleeping. He left him sleeping. He did not wake him up. Look at the adab of the student. The adab of the student. The etiquette, right? The adab. Hey, Khadr, I've been walking for miles. I am Musa. I'm Musa the prophet. Wakey, wakey. Wakey, wakey. How come you're sleeping? La a'udhu billah. A'udhu billah. Astaghfirullah. Abadan. No. Musa sat down. Until Al-Khidr got up. So Musa, he started first with Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. And then Al-Khidr said, Wa alaykum as-salam. Wa anna bi ardika as-salam. And how there is no peace in your land. He's talking about Egypt. How did Al-Khidr know about Egypt? Fir'aun was dalim. Fir'aun was an oppressor. There was no peace in Egypt. Banu Israel, I talked about Banu Israel and all the hardship that Musa, you know, underwent with them, with Banu Israel. So there was no peace. So Al-Khidr said, Wa alaykum as-salam, peace be upon you. And how come there is no peace in your land, O Musa? Wa alaykum as-salam. Musa, he didn't ask, who are you? I'm Musa. I'm from Banu Israel. Na'am, this is me. I came to learn from you. La 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 la. With adab. With adab. With etiquettes. With respect. Musa says, yes, I came. He didn't even introduce him. I'm Musa. Wa alaykum as-salam. Al-Khidr already have that knowledge. I came to learn from you. No arguments. No questioning. I just came to learn. Al-Khidr said, you will not be patient. Musa didn't say, I'm a prophet. You respect yourself. You're talking to a prophet. But that is called humbleness. As I mentioned initially, he was humble. He says, I came to learn from you. No arguing, no questioning. Al-Khidr said, you will not be patient. If you were to travel with me, you will see things. You won't be patient. Musa said, ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا الله ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا موسى said you shall find me patient إن شاء الله I shall be patient وَلَا أَعْصِي لَكَ أَمْرًا And I shall not disobey any of your orders. I will listen and obey. Allahu Akbar. What an amazing, respectful student talking to his teacher. I will be patient. And you need patience to seek knowledge. You need to have patience. That's number one. Remember when we talked about this earlier on. And I shall not disobey any of your orders. Then Al-Khidr put a condition. Al-Khidr put a condition. And what's that condition? قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى أُحْدِثَ لَكَ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا Only one condition. Only one condition. And the condition is قَالَ فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرى يعني تبعتني He says, if you were to follow me, do not ask me any questions until I justify all my actions to you. At some point, I will explain all my actions to you, but do not ask me any questions while you are not with me or while you are in my companionship. That's my only condition. Musa agreed. And then Musa alayhi salam undertook that journey with Al-Khidr to learn new keys, new tips, new ilm, new amazing ilm, and new amazing tips, and new lessons from life. Musa alayhi salam, he will undertake that journey, my brothers and sisters, under that condition, which is not to ask questions and not to disobey any order coming from his teacher, to listen, to watch, and to be quiet. To listen, to watch, and to be quiet. Isn't it? Would Musa fulfill the condition? Would Musa fulfill that condition? In fact, I want to share with you, if you want to learn or seek knowledge, I will share with you 11, 12, 13 points. 13 points, about 13 points on how to facilitate the path for you to become, inshallah, knowledgeable. I would like to share with you about 13 points or so. You know, these are key points that will facilitate, you know, the path for you to seek knowledge, inshallah ta'ala. What's going to happen to Musa? What's going to happen to Al-Khidr? He will do some very, very strange things. Mystery. A lot of mysteries. And Musa is in awe. And he's not allowed to ask questions. Yes, there was a cliffhanger at the time. Just like Al-Khidr played a cliffhanger on Musa, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to play a cliffhanger on you as well. With my respect, with your respect, with all due respect. Just like the cliffhanger between Al-Khidr and Musa, there is a cliffhanger right now between me and you, inshallah ta'ala. So we shall meet you tomorrow, bi-idhnillah, to resume the story of Al-Khidr and to resume the story of Musa alayhi salam. Thank you so much for joining. May Allah bless you. May Allah reward you. I shall see you tomorrow, 6 o'clock Eastern Time, Saturday, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. Please tell your friends, tell your family, bring them, because you will learn so many really, very beautiful lessons, life lessons from the story of Al-Khidr and Musa alayhi salam, or alayhi salam. By the way, is Al-Khidr a prophet? Is he a prophet? I will talk, you know, I will mention that as well tomorrow, bi-idhnillah. I will mention that tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters. Zakum Allah khair. We'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. Yalla. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum, Facebook. And assalamu alaikum, Instagram. Zakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Bye alaikum. Good night alaikum. Salam alaikum. Good night alaikum. Bye alaikum. We'll see you tomorrow alaikum. Yalla. Salam alaikum. Take care.